Stahnel, Franz. Franz Stahnel, born 26 March 1908, died 28 June 1971, SS Hauptsturmführer at war's end, worked various positions within the so-called euthanasia program from early 1940 until March 1942. After this, he was transferred to Achsen Reinhardt. He served as commandant of the Sobibor camp from 28 April until 28 August 1942, when he was transferred to Treblinka as this camp's second commandant. After the inmate uprising in Treblinka in August 1943, the camp was closed down, and Stahnel and the remaining SS staff transferred to Trieste, Italy, to fight partisans. After the war, he eventually emigrated to Brazil, where he was arrested in 1967, and extradited to Germany. In 1970, he was put on trial in Dusseldorf, as the only defendant in Germany's second Treblinka show trial. After the orthodox narrative of Treblinka had been cast incontestably into legal stone during the first Dusseldorf-Treblinka trial in 1964-65, with Kurt Franz as one of the defendants, Stahnel's trial outcome was predetermined. 50 witnesses testified during this trial, most of which had already testified 7 years earlier during the first Dusseldorf-Treblinka trial. Their trustworthiness, or the lack thereof, can be assessed by the critical analysis of their testimonies as summarized in the respective entries. See the section Treblinka of the entry on witnesses. As in all other Holocaust show trials, the Dusseldorf court, defense lawyer, prosecutor, judges, did nothing to determine how such a huge mass murder with complete erasure of its traces would have been possible, technically speaking. No one was interested in finding traces of the murder weapon, of the murder victims, or the means with which they were made to disappear. Stahnel was sentenced to imprisonment for life for the murder of at least 400,000 Jews. Undeterred, he filed an appeal with the delusion that he would be acquitted ultimately and walk out as a free man. In her 1974 book, Into That Darkness, British journalist Geeta Sereni claimed that she had extended interviews with Stahnel after his conviction. She claimed that, during these unrecorded interviews, he confessed the correctness of the orthodox view, while his appeal claiming innocence was pending. However, Sereni wrote all the passages of Stahnel's alleged confession in such a style as to make it difficult, if not impossible, to discern whether Stahnel was really confessing, or whether Sereni was only using his ambiguous words to garnish her interpretation of it. Furthermore, there is nothing in this quote-unquote confession that confirms any fact, let alone any detail, as to how the mass murder was committed, and how the 800,000 bodies were tracelessly eliminated. Confronted about all this by another journalist, Sereni admitted that Stahnel had not confessed, but that she had used the book as a literary device to make him look like he did. By sheer coincidence, Stahnel died the day after his last interview with Sereni. For more details, see Matonio Graf 2023, pages 30-32.